All right, so this morning we're talking about being spiritual. Being spiritual. You know, I said it some weeks ago that, you know, we are spirits. All right? How many of you remember I said that we are spirits? We have a soul and we live in a body, right? This body is not the real you. This body was given to you to interact with this earth. Right? This is your earth suit. One day, your spirit will leave this body. And then this body will drop to the ground and be buried in the ground. The Bible says that, you know, from the earth we came. Right? God out of the earth formed Adam, and then it was the breath of God, the ruach of God, the spirit of God that made Adam a living soul. So one day this body will be committed to the ground, you know, and then your spirit will ascend by the grace of God to heaven. Some will descend, but not anyone in this room, praise God. But we will ascend to be with Him. Glory be to God. Alright? So you are a spirit. But however, the Bible talks about two kinds of Christians. The Bible talks about the spiritual Christian, and the carnal Christian. And today, that is what we want to focus on. We want to get rid of carnality. All right? What does it mean to be carnal? A carnal Christian is one with an unrenewed mind. Right? That means they think, they talk, and they act like when they were unbelievers. Right? So, you know, today we have, you know, Paul speaking said, when I was a child, I acted like a child. I spoke like a child. You know? He said, but now that I am mature in the spirit, I let go of childish things. So in other words, a carnal Christian is someone that has given their life to Christ, their spirits are born again, but their mind and their experiences in this life is just the same as when they were not born again. You know, at certain points in our lives, we were carnal Christians. You know, but the Word of God changes us, transforms us, renews us, establishes us in God, grows up, feeds us. You know, I said it also that the Word of God is to your spirit what food is to your body. All right, the more you take in the Word of God into your spirit, the more the capacity of your spirit grows. All right, your spirit grows in capacity as you take in the Word of God, and that is the only thing that can grow you. So if you're a Christian, but you do not give attention to the Word of God, you know, the Bible says, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. All right? So the Word of God grows us up to a point of maturity where we now begin to think like Jesus. We now begin to speak like Jesus. We begin to react like Jesus. All of a sudden, that anger, we can't find it anymore. Because the Holy Spirit is working in us. And we're changing even when we don't know it. Alright? So this is what God wants for us, to pursue the Word of God. To pursue the presence and the power of God. And to give up carnality. Let's read Romans chapter 8. Verse 5 to 8. Quickly. Romans 8, 5 to 8. Romans 8, 5 to 8. We have it displayed. NLT. I'm trying to stay away from King James these days. It always messes me up when I try to read it before a congregation. Thou shalt. Let's read the NLT. Okay. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. All right. Which version calls it carnal? All right. Let me just read through this one. KJV. Okay. Thank you. Okay. KJV. King James Version. All right. Those who are dominated by the sinful. Thank you, Gio. I know that voice. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. You see? Those that are carnal think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. Now, in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, God gave 10 commandments. Thank you. 10 commandments to the children of Israel. Follow these 10 commandments. And they struggled to follow the 10. I'm telling you, they struggled. Alright? Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. Even Abraham took his maid, right? Thou shalt not. Tell me some of the commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Oh my God, killing was almost normal. Huh? David killed, you know, David took the what he killed. Oh my God. David, you know, I want to sit David down in heaven and say, David, sit down. What was wrong with you? You know? David took a man's wife and killed the man, sent him to the forefront of the battle to be killed. All right? Tell me another commandment. Huh? Thou shalt not worship any other god, but it was a problem. Even the Bible says Solomon, his wives turned his heart away from the Lord and he began to pursue other gods. So you see, God gave 10 commandments to the children of Israel to follow, but they could not. All right? They came to the end of themselves. God had to judge them over and over and over again. So God said, you know what? I'm going to send my son. And he's going to die for sin. And then he's going to leave, when he's leaving the earth, he's going to leave a deposit on the earth of himself. Jesus said, I am going to be with my Father, but I'm going to leave you another comforter that is just like me. All right? He will lead you into all truth. And he left us with the Holy Spirit. And hear this. Can a man be perfect? Is a question that we ask today. Can anyone be perfect? So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, nobody, only God is perfect. Nobody can be perfect. But God has left us his perfect Holy Spirit. And listen to this. In the New Testament, the way we live free from sin is by the Holy Spirit. All right? So the Holy Spirit has been deposited into your spirit. If there is a man or a woman that can follow the Holy Spirit, that person will live a sinless life. All right? Because, you know, we've all committed sin at some point. Even when we were Christians, some of us have committed sins, of which I'm chief. All right? Now, have you? Think about it. You know, when you were going there, the Holy Spirit told you, don't visit that person today. But you didn't listen. The Holy Spirit tells you, leave this place right. The Holy Spirit leads you. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. As long as he's the one leading you, you will not. The Bible says, lead us not into, talk to me. All right? It is the leading of the Holy Spirit that will help us to live a sin-free life. All right? The Holy Spirit. But those who are controlled, who are led by the Holy Spirit, think about things that please the Spirit. So when you begin to follow the Holy Spirit so closely, you will find out that many things you used to do, you can't even do because you are being led by the Spirit. Praise the Lord, somebody. All right? So, in the New Testament, we don't try to avoid sin by our own wisdom. All we need to do is follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the Holy Spirit. You remember the last argument you had with your wife or with your husband? Okay, some people are smiling now. I won't look at faces. All right. No, remember. I know I had one last week. Remember the last. Sorry, Alice, but I'm trying to follow what you thought is. Right? Now, listen. Remember that last argument you had. Maybe with your boss. Maybe with your spouse. Remember that at some point the Holy Spirit told you, be quiet. At some point, the Holy Spirit tells you, apologize. Somebody's, but he hurt me. Why should I apologize? And then the thing begins to deteriorate and get worse and worse until it's quite a serious issue, right? If we can follow the Holy Spirit, we will live a sin-free life. Praise the Lord. Galatians 5:16-18. Galatians 5:16-18. So who is a spiritual Christian? A spiritual Christian is one who follows the Word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit. A spiritual Christian is one who follows the Word of God and follows the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always speaking. The Holy Spirit is always leading. But the question is, are we always ready to follow? Galatians 5:16-18. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The King James says, walk with the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust. Walk with the Spirit. So what is the cure for a sinful life? Following the Holy Spirit. Lead us not into temptation. The leading of the Holy Spirit will help you to live a sinful life. Alright? Determine that you will follow the Holy Spirit all your days. Determine that you will follow His leading. Since let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Verse 17. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. All right, verse 18. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. All right? So what is he saying? When you follow the Holy Spirit, you will naturally fulfill all the law. But we are not focused on the law. In the New Testament, we're focused on the Spirit. All right? So how many of you have tried to make a New Year resolution? This year, no soda. And then by January 3rd, you just finished 4 cans. New Year resolutions don't work for me. I don't. But the moment I decide them, temptations begin to. All right? Yeah, you cannot, listen, can I tell you something? You cannot decide out of your will power to do without sin. You know, that's too much stress. I'll not do this. You can't do it by your will power. God has made the Holy Spirit available to you. The Holy Spirit's job is to help you. Alright? So all you need to do is to rely on the Holy Spirit, to turn to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, I can't do it by myself. Will you lead me out? Will you help me? Will you strengthen me? And then the Holy Spirit begins to guide you. He shows you where to read in the scriptures. He shows you where to go and not to go. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He shows you what to do. Praise God. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to help us. Jesus said to us that I will not leave you without a comforter. I will not leave you without a comforter. I will send you a comforter. It will guide you into all truth. Alright? So he's always there. Communicate with the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit for things. Ask him for help. Ask him. He's always there. Praise God. Ask him. This morning I asked the Holy Spirit for what to wear. Because I didn't know what to wear. I said, Holy Spirit, can you help me? Then the picture came. Ask him for everything. He's there for you. Alright? One day I was going for back when I was in Nigeria, I was going for an interview for American visa. Alright? And then I asked the Holy Spirit, when I got before the consul and the consul looked at me and said, okay, good. And then he said, you know, the person had rejected six people before me. But when I came, we were chatting, we were laughing, and you know, and I was giving the visa. Praise God. You know? Yeah. Someone in Mississauga Church, Dele was sharing the testimony of how the Holy Spirit told him to wear a Brazilian, you know, jersey while he was going to seek for a favor with the company. And when he got there, you know, he saw many other people came to seek the same favor. They were all sitting down in the waiting room. And then the boss walks into the place and he happens to be a Brazilian. When he walked into the place, he saw somebody wearing the Brazilian jersey and he said, hey, are you from Brazil? He said, no, I'm not from Brazil, but I've been in Brazil. And then they began to chat and he said, oh, you know what, come over to my office. And that was how he got the favor, before every other person sitting down there. The Holy Spirit wants to be a part of everything that you do. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He wants to love you. Alright? So communicate with the Holy Spirit. Connect with the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. You open your eyes in the morning. Say good morning, Holy Spirit. You know, in the afternoon, say, Lord, can you give me direction? Show me what to do. And then when he leads you, don't resist. All right? You know, because the Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. He's a gentle spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will not strive with every man. The Holy Spirit will not strive. In other words, he will not force you. He will just advise you. He's a counselor. He advises you. He doesn't force you to. Son, forgive. Then you obey and forgive. Then he tells you, don't go there. There's danger there. Then you obey. And then the more you listen to the Holy Spirit, the more he speaks to you, the more clear his voice is. My sheep know my voice. Praise the Lord. Are you still there? So in the New Testament, the way we live above sin is by following the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the laws of Moses. So, we're, you know, like I said, the last of Galatians 5:24 says, crucify the flesh. That means you subdue the flesh. You subdue the flesh. Fasting, prayer, and then you renew your mind. That's in Romans 12 and verse 2. You renew your mind. But what you do with your spirit is that you keep walking with the Holy Spirit. Keep walking with the Holy Spirit. Keep walking with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says in Romans 6 and verse 14, can we share that one? Romans 6 and verse 14. Sin shall not have. sin shall not have dominion over you. I want to speak to somebody in the room that is struggling with one sin or the other, struggling with pornography, or struggling with unforgiveness, or struggling with bitterness. Sin, the Bible says, shall not have dominion over you. God has made that provision. Sin, how did he put it in the NLT? He says, sin is no longer your master. I love that. Somebody say this after me. Say, sin is no longer my master. Are you still there? So let's say it one more time. Sin is no longer my master. Alright? It's no longer my master. For you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. What does the Holy Spirit do for you? He gives you freedom. The Bible says, wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty, there is freedom. The Holy Spirit gives you freedom. Praise God. Freedom from anger, freedom from sin, freedom from habits that hold you bound. Sometimes you pick your phone and the Holy Spirit tells you. The Holy Spirit tells you, put it down now. Say, put it down now. Or don't go to that site. Or don't do this. Don't do that. Don't. Obey the Holy Spirit. Obey the Holy Spirit. And you will see that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Praise the Lord. Sin shall not be your master. So to live under the grace of God is to walk in the leading of the Holy Spirit. Walking in the Spirit is not legalism. Walking in the Spirit and in the grace of God is not a license to sin. Walking the Spirit is liberty to live a free life, free from the dominion of sin, free from the attacks of the enemy, free from pitfalls. All right? And listen, the fruit of being led by the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace. All right? Gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith. Let's check Galatians 5 and verse 19. Let's run it down to 23. Let's just read it. Just talk about it. Galatians 5, 19. Now, the Bible says the fruit of the flesh. The Bible talks about the fruit of the flesh. That means the fruit of carnality. Now, if you see any of these fruits in your life, it shows that you are not given. Yes, you are born again. Yes, your spirit is born again. But you are not given the Holy Spirit the lead in your life. Alright? So when you see the fruits of the flesh in your life, you check your walk with the Holy Spirit. Alright? When you see the fruits of the flesh in your life, it is just a time to check your walk with God. Check your obedience to the Holy Spirit. Look at what the Bible says. Galatians 5:19. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. The results are very clear. You know, the King James says the fruits of the flesh are these. Alright? Sexual immorality. Sexual immorality. You know, Allison was teaching us the other day and she said that when she was dating Mark, that they drew the line at kissing. You know, if you're not married, but you're kissing, trying to check something in your mouth. You're just checking. Before you know what's happening, you know, your other members are engaged. Have you seen anyone kissing and lifting up holy hands? When you're kissing, your hand wants to do some other things, right? So you're giving your flesh. You're feeding your flesh. So, you know, people have asked me this question. Is kissing a sin? But the truth of the matter is that you are fueling you're putting gas in your flesh. And the flesh always wants more. Alright? It always wants more. Am I saying the truth? Talk to me, somebody. And that's why you see, you must be careful with pornography. Because the flesh always wants more. And you're not satisfied with just a man sleeping with a woman anymore. You want to go further. Is there any fetish or any funny stuff or any, you know, you keep going further before you know what's happening, you're lost. Alright? So do not give the flesh any fuel. Sexual immorality. So when you see this in your life, you see that you're beginning to yield to this, then you're not following the Holy Spirit as you ought to. Right? Sexual immorality, impurity. Alright? Very close. Lustful pleasures. You know, the Bible calls the King James calls it lasciviousness, eagerness for lustful pleasure. Eagerness for lustful pleasure. I remember I was in the U.S. preaching one time, and then a young man came and said, "Can I take you out somewhere?" And I said, "Why? Awesome." I was bored anyway in my hotel room, so, "Hey, take me out." And then he drove me and was driving me to a place called Hooters. And I'm a preacher in the city. And I said, thank God for movies, right? Thank God, because I've seen it in the movies. I said, wait. When we're in front of the place, I said, wait, is this not the place where ladies wear all the kind of skimpy stuff and serve and do all that? He said, yes. I said, I bind you in Jesus' name. Impurities, lustful pleasure. Next verse. Idolatry. That means when something else takes the place of God in your life. Sorcery. That's happening more frequently now. People openly, you know, declaring that they are witches and into witchcraft and all that. Sorcery. Hostility. Alright? When you find out that you're just being hostile to people. You know, you don't tolerate people as much as you used to. You're beginning to shift into carnality. Alright? Quarreling. Jealousy, outbursts of anger. One of the ways that I know that I'm beginning to shift into the flesh is when I get angry easily. When I get angry easily, I say, Lord, something is wrong somewhere. I need to get back to you. All right, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions and divisions. Envy, drunkenness. Envy is when you're not happy other people are doing well. You know, that thing is in the flesh. Sometimes we're envious of even our brothers or sisters. And, you know, when we go home for Christmas your sister comes with a new car and you came with your car from 5 years ago. And then mom says, "Oh, that's a nice car." And you're beginning to feel bad. Drunkenness, wild parties. Young adults need to listen to this. Wild parties. You know, believe me, crazy things happen in parties these days, right? Wild parties. And other sins like this. Let me tell you again, as I have told you before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, what is he talking about? Inherit the kingdom of God. You know, the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things on the earth. God's government on the earth. So you can be a believer and not be a part of the kingdom of God on the earth, executing God's government on the earth. Because you are given to fleshly desires. It's not necessarily talking about going to heaven, right? Because when you're born again, your spirit is saved. But if your mind and your experiences are messed up, you will not be an active player in the kingdom of God on earth. Are you getting that? Praise God. But let's go on, verse 22. Now, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. You see? Now, this is the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in our lives. So So when you see these things in your life, it means you're yielding to the Holy Spirit. The other stuff, you're yielding to the flesh, but this is what shows that you're yielding to the Holy Spirit. Love. Joy. Somebody say joy. Do you know that if you're not yielding to the Holy Spirit, that's when sadness comes? Are you still there? That's when sadness comes. That's when sadness comes. Now, there are different kinds of depression. There are depressions that are like hormonal imbalances in the body. Like you can take drugs to just balance your hormones and do all that. Right? But there are some kinds of depression, you know, that is from situations that happen in your life, right? Then there are some that are from the enemy. You need to know which one it is. Alright? But the Bible says the fruit, one of the things the Holy Spirit will do in you is that it will put love inside of you. You will just appreciate people. You will just love people. You just want to help people. And another thing is joy. Even when things are not going well, you sing songs of joy. You dance without music. Praise God. All right? Other people wait for things to go well, but you just have joy because of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. Peace. Peace. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Next verse, gentleness and self-control. One of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. You don't say everything you want to say. Some people say, oh no, I'm just like that. I say my mind. That's just how I am. That's carnality. If you are controlled by the Holy Spirit, you should be able to swallow some things that you love to say. My God, I love to say some things about the Holy Spirit. Self-control. It's only the fruit. Self-control. So, in other words, everything inside of me wants to do something wrong. But the Holy Spirit says, don't do it. And I'm able to shut it down because the Holy Spirit said so. Self-control. So there's nothing that happens to you that, you know, is, you know, but I just, you know, Pastor, I just couldn't help myself. The Holy Spirit is there to help you. The Holy Spirit is there to help you. So you see that if you follow the Spirit, the flesh begins to die. The flesh begins to lose its hold on you. Flesh talks about the sinful nature. Anywhere you hear flesh in the Bible, it means your sinful nature. The nature you inherited from Adam. The tendency to sin. Like I told you the other time, every baby born was born into sin. David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. That's why we need to be born again, right? Because we have been born into the sinful nature. When you were born, nobody had to sit you down in a school to teach you how to lie. This is lying 101 class. Alright? Well, this is anger. This is how to explode in anger. 102. Nobody had to teach you that. It came with the package. Alright? Nobody had to teach you how to steal. Alright? Some of us were experts when we were younger. We knew how to steal fried chicken. Alright? Mom says, don't touch it. So some of us wake up 3 a.m. Dun, 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 dun. And then, how many of you have been there before? Then, and maybe one, the cover of the pan just fell. And then you, ah! Nobody taught us to do those things. It came with the sinful nature. All right, but now we have the opportunity, you know, to walk with the Holy Spirit. Rise to your feet, everyone. Just begin to talk to the Holy Spirit. And commit yourself once again to following the Holy Spirit. We'll have a wonderful marriage, you know, wonderful marriages if we can just follow the Holy Spirit. We'll be awesome parents if we can just follow the Holy Spirit. Be great employees or employers if we can follow the Holy Spirit. We will live without sin if we can follow the Holy Spirit. I want you to talk to God. Holy Spirit, can you help me? Can you help me walk with you? Help me to obey you. Help me to follow your leading, Father. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Holy Spirit, help us to walk with you. That song says, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Holy Spirit, help us to walk with you. Help us to follow your instructions. Help us to forgive when you tell us to forgive. Help us to say sorry when you tell us to say sorry. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Sometimes we're just too stubborn for the Holy Spirit. But Lord, help us to give up our pride and just obey you. Help us to shut it down when you tell us, shut this down. Help us to say no when you lead us to say no. Holy Spirit, help us that we will not be carnal Christians, but we will be spiritual Christians. Lord, help us to live a life that is free of sin and offense. Help us, Holy Spirit. Can you lift up your two hands to heaven right now? And begin to say, Holy Spirit, fill my life once again. Fill me up once again.